Using terror for manipulation? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On November 30th, 2004, Tom Ridge, Secretary of Homeland Security, submitted his resignation. And the reason he gave was simple. After more than 22 consecutive years of public service, it was time to give personal and family matters a higher priority, he said. But now, he's written a book, and you'll never guess. There may have been more to it than that.
Tom Ridge writes that two other cabinet officials, Donald Rumsfeld and John Ashcroft, put pressure on him to raise the terror alert level just before the election in 2004, apparently as a political move.
Well, that certainly lit up the blogs. So they tried to get him to raise the terror alert for political purposes. What else is in that book, Dan Revive?
And Ridge claims the White House tried to get him to link the war in Iraq with anti-terrorism security.
The Bush administration tried to get Tom Ridge to link the war in Iraq with anti-terrorism security? That's weird. Why would anybody in the Bush administration try to get him to link the war in Iraq with anti-terrorism security?
You know, one of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror.
The Bush administration certainly didn't need Tom Ridge to do that.
The party of FDR and the party of Harry Truman has become the party of cut and run.
Do they really need Tom Ridge to use the war on terror for political purposes?
Their approach comes down to this. The terrorists win and America loses.
I know we're supposed to be shocked by this, but with all due respect, Mr. Former Secretary, in the area of politicizing the war on terror, I don't think they needed your help. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.